Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. A surge in fertilizer prices, now up more than 35%, is raising alarm bells across agricultural community. The spike is tied directly to tensions in Iran, where disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz, a critical global shipping route, are slowing the flow of key supplies. The narrow stretch of water plays an outsized role in moving fertilizer around the world. With fewer shipments getting through, competition is heating up, and prices are climbing fast. That narrow stretch of water, industry experts say the timing couldn't be worse. Spring planting season is just around the corner, and millions of metric tons of fertilizer still need to make their way to the U.S. before fields are ready. Any delay could leave farmers scrambling. Some growers locked in their supplies months ago, but others, already navigating razor-thin profit margins, held off. Now they're facing tough choices. That could mean planting fewer acres of corn, switching to less fertilizer-intensive crops like soybeans, or simply cutting back on how much fertilizer they use that could ultimately impact yields. And it doesn't stop there. Rising diesel prices are adding another layer of pressure, increasing the cost of getting crops in the ground in the first place. For farmers, it's a high-stakes balancing act, one shaped not just by weather and soil, but by global conflict far beyond their control. And in mid-Michigan tonight, a story of service, sacrifice, and community stepping up when it matters most. At MBS International Airport in Saginaw County, travelers may not notice anything unusual. Lights are departing, bags are moving, security lines are steady. But behind the scenes, TSA agents are working without pay, caught in the ripple effects of a partial federal government shutdown. Now, one local leader is turning concern into action. Saginaw County Commissioner Mark Piotrowski is spearheading a grassroots effort to support those agents who continue showing up despite missing paychecks, teaming up with area restaurants and residents. And the initiative is providing meals, gas cards, and gift cards to help cover everyday essentials. And the response? It's growing. Community members say the impact goes beyond dollars and cents. It's about easing stress for workers who are juggling empty gas tanks, tight grocery budgets, and bills that don't pause just because the paychecks do. This isn't the first time Mid-Michigan has rallied. A similar effort last fall, meals and support directly to TSA staff, and now history is repeating itself. Organizers say the most helpful donations right now are simple but critical gas cards to keep workers commuting and gift cards to help stretch limited household budgets. But for many involved, the goal is bigger than short-term relief. When we come back after this Bresky Builder sponsor message, we'll continue with local news.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And continuing with our local news, this is your local update where small town politics just got a little louder. In Tuscola County today, a proposed recall effort targeting Carroll Mayor Karen Snyder has officially hit a wall. And not quietly. The process began earlier this month when a petition was filed seeking her removal from office. But before voters could weigh in, the Tuscola County Election Commission had one job: determine whether the claims behind the recall were clear, factual, and legally solid. So, what was the accusation? The petition alleged that Mayor Snyder failed to enforce a key provision of police chief's employment contract, specifically a required work schedule that, according to the FOIA, response, didn't appear to exist. That claim went under the microscope during a public session on March 18th, and the verdict? Unanimous and decisive. Three members of the commission voted no, finding the recall language lacked the clarity and factual grounding required by law. Result? The petition is denied. But this story may not be over yet. State law allows the petition's sponsors or the mayor herself to appeal the decision to the Tuscola County Circuit Court. The clock is already ticking, with a deadline set for March 28th. So while today's ruling closes one chapter, the next could be just days away. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.